You're gonna have to bear with me here. All right. So I'm sure we all heard fasting, right? So what is fasting? Fasting and prayer are two tools that God has provided with us or us with to draw closer to Him. While this may be a concise explanation, it is not simplistic in any way. Fasting is not a mandatory requirement, but rather a choice. I got a story I would like to share with you. I guess you'll have to bear with me here. It was about two lumberjacks. There was a young lumberjack and an older lumberjack. The young lumberjack was strong and thought he could take this older lumberjack in a contest. So he challenged him to this contest, and the young lumberjack, relying on his own strength, began to cut down some trees, and the older lumberjack waited, but the young lumberjack didn't know why. So the young lumberjack goes on his way, cutting down trees, and this young old lumberjack is taking many breaks, so he thinks. So the young lumberjack, towards the end of the day, the young lumberjack's feeling confident in his ability to win. And the old lumberjack gets there, and so they start the count on how many trees they were cut down. And the old lumberjack beat him by a third. And so the young lumberjack asked the older, veteran lumberjack, how is this possible? How can you beat me whenever you was taking so many breaks? And the old lumberjack, this is what he said. You don't understand is that every time I sat down for what you call a break, I was sharpening my axe. A well-sharpened axe makes for a lot less work, so trees falls a lot faster. Now, you can consider our spiritual journey like an axe, like the life of an axe. Over time, it can become dull, ineffective, and even hazardous. We may become accustomed to attending church, praying, and reading our Bible, losing sight of the underlying reasons for these practices. We may merely going through these motions rather than fully engaging in our walk and seeking personal growth. However, just as an axe can be sharpened, we can also work on our spiritual practices to regain our focus and effectiveness. Declaring a spiritual fast serves as a means of interrupting the dulling effect of life's routine. Fasting requires time and effort to sharpen and focus and prepare us for great accomplishments. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, surpassing our own limited strength. Fasting is taking time to regain the edge, preparing the way for you to accomplish more through the power of the Holy Spirit than you could accomplish through your own limited strength. So if fasting is not important, why would Jesus have fasted? While fasting may not be a requirement, its significance is undeniable. Jesus fasted to demonstrate the power that comes from surrendering fully to God. Before he began his public ministry, he fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. That's Matthew 4:2. He didn't fast out of necessity, but because he understood the clarity and strength that would come from it. Fasting is not intended to be comfortable. Occasionally, discomfort is necessary for spiritual growth. Often when we become comfortable, we lose our reliance on God. By stepping away from the comfort and sacrificing something meaningful, we allow God to renew our hearts and our minds. When your faith feels dull, if you are tired of a routine church service or being stagnant in your relationship with God, it is imperative that you reclaim your spiritual vitality. Consider declaring a spiritual fast. Fasting is a brief period that leads to enduring effects through the full impact. Though the full impact may not be immediately apparent. To break free from your routine, I challenge you to fast something, but ensure that it is a sacrifice. Fasting should not be comfortable, therefore I encourage you to give it a try. It may have been some time since you have fasted, or perhaps this may be your first time to fast. Give it a chance and observe the lasting impacts it will have on your relationship with God. For those of you who have fasted, I suggest fasting more regularly. I believe that this is a year of fasting. Joe mentioned it at the beginning of the year, that he felt that this year was a year marked by fasting. He said it today. This year is going to be marked by fasting. And before Joe even mentioned that, I stepped into church this year, I felt like it was a year of fasting, which I thought was really cool that I come to church, and then that's exactly what he said. I was like, I mean, this is not by coincidence. This year I've embraced fasting as a lifestyle. I fasted more this year than all my years combined, and it has drawn me closer to God. Like, I can't explain it. I mean, you gotta try it. I've heard his voice clearer than ever before. I've prayed bold prayers, and I've seen God move powerfully in my life as a result. This is not something that I'm not doing. Like I said, I made it a lifestyle. I fasted the 21-day fast that Joe had called, and then I fast every day for 3 days. After that, I fasted every week. I do 3-day fast every week. It has clarified so much for me, and it is something that I've only experienced through fasting. Like, the clarity, the voice of God through fasting, it's like, I don't know, it's just different than just praying and then being quiet and listening. When you fast, it just gives you clarity on everything. Jesus fasted before stepping into his ministry. Likewise, fasting is always at his choice, always a wise choice before making a significant decision. If you have an important choice ahead, I encourage you to fast and pray about it. Don't rush into decisions based on emotions alone. Seek God's will first. Throughout Scripture, some of the most influential figures fasted, demonstrating its power. Moses, King David, Elijah, Esther, Daniel, Anna, Paul, and Jesus. They all fasted. In Ezra 8:21-23, it reads, "And there by the Ahava Canal, I gave orders for all of us to fast and humble ourselves before God, our God. We prayed that he would give us a safe journey and protect us, our children, and our goods as we traveled. For I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to accompany us and protect us from the enemies along the way. After all, we had told the king, our God's hand of protection is on all who worship him, but his fierce anger rages against those who abandon him. So we fasted and earnestly prayed that our God would take care of us, and he heard our prayer." This scripture emphasizes fasting as a way to seek God's protection and his guidance. In Matthew 4:1-11, it reads, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. During that time, the devil came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread.' But Jesus told him, 'No. The scripture says, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him into the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off, for scripture says, he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.' Jesus responded, 'The scripture also says, you must not test the Lord your God.' Next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. 'Get out of here, Satan,' Jesus told him, 'for the scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' Then the devil went away and angels came and took care of Jesus." In this, we read that how Jesus, after 40 days of fasting, faced intense temptation from Satan. Notice how verse 2 highlights that Jesus was very hungry, and Satan attempted to exploit his physical weakness, yet Jesus resisted temptation and remained obedient to the Spirit's leading. Because of this, God sent angels to minister to him without Jesus even asking. God saw his faithfulness and recognized his commitment and rewarded him. If you are ready to start digging that fasting well, I invite you to come forward. This is all I got. So Oh, yes, if everyone could stand up. Sorry. That is my bad. All right. So if you're ready to start digging that fasting well, I invite you to come forward. That fasting well that Joe was talking about this morning. I invite you to come forward. I cannot explain to you how much I encourage you to step out in faith this year. Commit to fasting and watch as God renews the strength, sharpens your spiritual focus, and transforms your relationship with Him. So I invite you to come forward if you are ready to step out in faith. If there is anyone here who needs healing, I invite you to come forward. We got people here that want to pray for you, believe with you that God can do miracles